Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where we try to turn ideas on their heads or inside out every day. Today's topic is war the opposite of peace? War and peace, does it roll off your tongue like hot and cold? Left and right, up and down, is war the opposite of peace? Maybe I'll sound picky with words, but to me war, or more generally violence, is just one of the several ways to resolve conflicts, and peace is the absence of conflict. So, to me, conflict is the opposite of peace. War and violence have historically been pretty lousy and deadly ways to resolve conflicts and achieve peace. So often we talk about how someone or some country won the war but lost the peace. They might have resolved one conflict, but created new ones in its place. No form of coercion, from a full-blown war, to hitting a child, to yelling at a loved one, solves a conflict. There are lingering resentments and a loss of respect that won't disappear. There must be better ways to achieve peace. There are. Several other ways to resolve conflicts are negotiation, discussion and persuasion, ignoring it and hoping the conflict will solve itself, and nonviolent action. To me, the opposites of war and violence are the four I just mentioned. Let's look at these other methods. Negotiation means that the parties to the conflict must meet, identify the cause of the conflict, decide what issues are most important and less important in resolving the conflict, and create a set of give-and-take agreements to end the conflict and prevent a reoccurrence. The feelings between parties are usually respect, but not warmth. They've recognized that giving up some of what they want to resolve the conflict is more sensible than using violence to try and win the fight. Ignoring a conflict, hoping it will solve itself, is another alternative to war and violence. Sometimes individuals or governments involved in conflicts decide the conflict isn't worth getting steamed up about. Or a new government comes in and decides there isn't a conflict after all. Or someone in the midst of a conflict dies or withdraws from the situation. So there are rare times when conflicts do resolve themselves. Discussion and persuasion can also resolve conflicts. It may be as simple as, "I misinterpreted what you said. I'm not angry with you anymore." Or, "Now that I see your point, I agree with you." Even national governments, when they talk together, can sometimes find win-win situations that are better than a negotiated win-some-and-lose-some result. Few governments and individuals in this world see nonviolent action as an effective way to resolve conflicts. In their minds, when the talking stops, all that's left is to attack, with angry words, or weapons, or whatever they can use to punish the other person, or government, or country. But nonviolent action takes a different approach. It emphasizes positive action, without physical or mental violence. It isn't just the absence of violence, it's persistent but respectful action to end the conflict while respecting all sides. Martin Luther King Jr. and Mohandas Gandhi would call it truth force, or soul force, or even love force. They saw it as more powerful than war or violence, because it was more strategically effective, more courageous, more accessible to those without nukes or guns, more consistent with their beliefs of the good in every person, and more long-lasting in resolving the conflict itself. So, nonviolent action and other conflict resolution methods, negotiation, hoping the conflict will resolve itself, and discussion and persuasion, are all opposites of violence and war, and trying to end the conflict. In each case, the goal is peace. How do you resolve conflicts in your own life? Which method or methods do you use? Which ones don't you? Is this the same as what you would want our government to use? If you want to attack this feature, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, wishing you great success in practicing the opposites of war every day.